The story of the chocolate cream killer provides for one of Brighton's more macabre 19th century criminal cases. Local resident Christiana Edmonds became infatuated with Dr. Charles Beard. After a botched attempt to murder his wife with a poisoned chocolate, Christiana tried to cover her tracks by poisoning several other people with confectionery, each round of poisoning becoming more complex and convoluted than the last. Eventually, after sending poisoned parcels from London to several people in Brighton, including one to her own address, Christiana was caught. Explore more about this tale of Victorian chemistry and its commentary about attitudes to mental health, women, the 19th century justice system, and crime reporting in our tale of the Chocolate Cream Killer.
The UK following his graduation, and a decade later, with the ending of the French Wars in 1815, he planned a trip abroad. This, however, was to be no European grand tour. Instead, imbued himself with social and political radicalism, it was to North America that Busby was drawn, and between 1817 and 1819 he spent time in Manhattan and travelled around the eastern seaboard states. Back in the UK, by the early 1820s, Busby had established contact with Thomas Reed Kemp, a former Brighton MP and one of the richest men in Sussex. In 1823, Busby undertook the design of the Kemp Town scheme on his behalf, working cooperatively with local Brighton architect Eamon Henry Wildes. The following year, in 1824, Busby signed a memorandum of agreement with the Reverend Thomas Scutt, landowner of some 350 acres to the west of Brighton, much of this within the parish of Hove. The plan agreed with Scott was to develop some 35 acres as a Regency new town. Christened Brunswick Town, this represents Busby's greatest architectural achievement and was developed between 1824 and 1834, the year of Busby's death. Besides the Kemp Town and Brunswick developments, Busby was employed by many people to modernise old property around the town and design new ones. His work output was prodigious, and he was to become responsible for more high-quality architecture than any of his contemporaries. It is perhaps for this reason that the architectural historian Dr. Neil Bingham christened him the Regency Architect of Brighton and Hove when writing Busby's biography in 1991. Today, more of Busby's Brighton properties are protected by listing than those of any other architect working in the period, and in Lansdowne Place there is a blue plaque erected on the house in which he spent the final years of his life. If you are walking around the city's historic streets, you are never far from work by Charles Augustine Busby.